Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Tes, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Ches Amid Beis. So the Gemara had discussed the three Eidayim Shaloyv de Kechavim that are mentioned in the Mishnah and daf Ches: Kalanda, Starnura, and Kartisim. So the Gemara said Kalanda and Starnura, the origins are from other Marishim. My Kartisim. So the Gemara said Yom Shetov by Roimi Malchus. It was the day that the Romans ascended to Malchus. They obviously were very excited about it. As a result, they celebrated every year the anniversary on that date. That was one of the Eidayim that existed Bimei Chazal. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, there's a brisa that says Kartisim V'yom Shetofsa by Roimi Malchus. Sounds like they're two different days. Says the Gemara, you have to say that Roimi was Toifes the Malchus twice. Amar Rav Yosef, Shtei Tfises Tofsa Roimi. Achas Bimei Cleopatra, Malchus of Achas Shetofsa Bimei Yevonim. The Gemara goes on to discuss in somewhat detail exactly how the Romans took the Malchus away from the Yevonim. The Gemara said they had fought 32 battles, they reached the stalemate. Finally, they decided that they're going to bring the Jews on board. So they partner up with Klal Yisrael. They reach out to the Yevonim and they say, why don't we try to resolve this differently? Weapons down, let's go about this in an intellectual way. The Gemara says that they were able to successfully defeat the Yevonim, and now the Romans and Klal Yisrael, who together had defeated the Yevonim, agreed on some level to shear this new founded Malchus. The Gemara said they shared it for 26 years, but after 26 years, everything started to fall apart. Says the Gemara, Esrim v'shishin in the Kamei Be'Musai Bad Yisrael, we know one. What's the Makar to that? How do we know? How did Chazal know? They obviously had a Messiah. But where did this Messiah come from that there were 26 years that the Jews and the Romans coexisted somehow? Zok the Gemara, Dom Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Yishchol Rav Shom Rav Yosi, when the great Tana, Rav Yishmo Rav Yosi, was sick. So Rebbe sent him the following telegram. Emar lanu shnayim v'gimel dvarim shamar talanu mishum avicha. Tell us two or three things that you heard from your father. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was the son of the Tanna Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was sick, Rebbe was afraid that he was going to pass away. And as a result, the Torah that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi had the Messiah from his father Rabbi Yosi would be lost. So he's lying on his deathbed and he says, why don't you share with us two or three things that you heard from your father? Amalahu, so he sent him back the following. 180 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, the Romans began to govern over Klal Yisrael. Peishana ad loichar v'bayis, 80 years before the Churban, God's rutuma l'eretz ha'amim. V'al kleis chuches, the chachamim v'goyiz rutuma, that any person that goes to eretz ha'amim, he's tomei meis. Additionally, they said that kleis chuches, that really midday rice shouldn't be tomei, should be viewed as tomei. And finally, he told him, mem shana ad loichar v'bayis, 40 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, Golso Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went into Golos, v'yosh v'lo b'chanos. They left Lishkas HaGozes, they left Yerushalayim, which was where the Sanhedrin usually worked, stationed, and they went instead to a place called Chanos, the Mayhil Chasa. Why did they leave? The Nafkemina Lalocha was that being that the Sanhedrin was in Chanos, they weren't where they were supposed to be. As a result, they couldn't pass in Dine Knossos anymore. Is there a Havamina that in order to pass in Dine Knossos, you need a Sanhedrin, and that the Sanhedrin should have to be Belishkas Hagazis? We know this Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because were it not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Nishtak Chu Dine Knossos in Yisrael, Dine Knossos would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. What do you mean Dine Knossos would have been forgotten? What's Dine Knossos? These are sugyas and chas. Why can't we learn Dine Knossos? Why did we need Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava to remember the laws of Knossos? Says the Gemara. You're right. Elo batul Dine Knossos mi Yisrael. If it weren't for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Dine Knossos would have been batul. Meaning Bezin would not be able to pass in Dine Knossos. Shekazu Malchus Harisha Gzeira, because the Malchus Harisha, the Romans made a decree. They said, Kol HaSoymech Yeharik. Any person that gives smicha will be killed. V'kolad nismach yeharik. Any person that receives smicha will be killed. V'ir shesoim chemba techarif. Any city where somebody is given smicha will be destroyed. V'tchum shesoim chemba yeharik. And the tchum surrounding any city where somebody is given smicha will be destroyed. Matlas Rabbi the Membava, right? Rabbi the Membava do. Halach v'yasha ben shnei harim gedolim. He went and he positioned himself between two big mountains. Uben shtei ayores gedolim, between two cities. Uben beis tchumei Shabbos, between two tchumen. Ben usha v'shafram. The Samach Shom, and he gave smicha to chamishas kenim. You probably heard of them. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon, Rab Elaz ben Shamua, Rab Abia Moisef, Afram Lechem, Kivan, Sheikiru ben Moivim. When the Romans got wind of what was going on, that Rab Yehuda ben Bava was giving smicha despite the fact that there was a gzeira that you're not allowed to give smicha. Amalohem, he said, Bonai, my sons, rutsu, run away. Amrulay Rebbe, v'ata matei olecha. If we're going to run away, Rebbe the Mababa was old already, we're going to save our lives from the Romans who are going to want to kill us because we just got smicha. Meaning he was able to do it between two cities so the cities wouldn't be destroyed, between two tchumim. But at the end of the day, Rebbe the Mababa was a soymech, and the five skenim were Nismachin, said they were going to be killed. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, I'm too old. Hareini muta lifneihem ke'even she'ein lahoifchem. I'm like a stone that can't be moved. Amru, it is said. Lo yizazu misham, ad shenatzu legufay gimel meyos luniyos shel barzel. So these chachamim are running away, and they were able to see through the rear mirror how the Romans killed Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. They didn't just kill him. They took 300 spears, and they literally pierced his body. Vasu legufay kekivra. But what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava lived way after the Churban. These Tanoim lived after Churban Beis HaMikdash. And even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was a question of giving smicha. Now, what do you need smicha for? You don't need smicha to be a dayan. We don't mean smicha in the yoyre, yodin, yodin sense. We mean smicha in the pure jit sense, which is having smicha from someone who had smicha, from someone who had smicha dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The purpose of being a musmach is to paskin dinei knasos. So if there was a discussion of smicha la'achar achurbin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was ma'aseh nefesh to give smicha. Obviously, they paskin dinei knasos. So how could the Gemara say, Rabbi Yosi said over the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, that 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, Golsa Sanhedrin v'yoshva lo b'chanos. The ma'ay hilchasa. What was the halachic ramification of the fact that they were no longer belishkas agazus, the Sanhedrin, that they couldn't paskin dinei knasos? It's not true. You see, they were able to paskin dinei knasos despite the fact that there was no Sanhedrin belishkas agazus. Because after the Churban, where there was no Sanhedrin belishkas agazus, they were paskin dinei knasos. That's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was moisen nefesh. Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, you're right. You have to tweak it. Loi teima dinei knasos, elel shloidanu dinei nefashos. The significance of the fact that the Sanhedrin went into Golus, they went into exile 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, was not as it relates to Dinei Knosses. Because Dinei Knosses doesn't require, it doesn't further the Sanhedrin to be Belishkas Agazes. V'haraya, even after the Churban in the times of Yehuda ben Bava, and Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Barazim, and Shua, Reb Nechemya, even then they were paskin in Dinei Knosses. But in order to paskin Dinei Nefashis, you would need the Sanhedrin to be Belishkas Agazes. The Sanhedrin went into Golus 40 years before the Churban, so from there, that point forward, there was no dinei nefashos anymore. My time, it says the Gemara, keeping the chazan and official rights. Meaning, why did they leave? It sounds like they did this on their own. They did, says the Gemara, because they saw there were a lot of roitzchen. V'layachlu lemeidin, and it was very difficult to judge all these different. There was so much shvichas damim. They said mutav nigli mimakim lemakim. It's better that we go into exile. Ki heichi deloy lechayvu, so that we shouldn't be able to give misas bezin dechsiva sisa al pi adavar ashiyagidu lucham in amakim ahu melamin. And we learn from here shamakim goyrim. Either way, before the Gemara segues into making its point, the Gemara is making a very long-winded point. How did we start? We started that there was some sort of joint venture, some sort of treaty between the Yidden and the Romans, and it was together that the Roman Empire was able to defeat the Yavanim. And the Gemara says, where do you know that from? It was 26 years. And what's the makar to this treaty that lasted 26 years? So we brought this story, Kishachal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, to make a point. We haven't even made the point yet. But before we make the point, we'll just pause for a moment with two R's. Number one is, this Gemara always bothered me. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was sick. He's lying on his deathbed. Rabbi hears that he's not well, so he sends a shliach to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Emar Lanu, why don't you tell us two or three things that you heard from your father? The first thing that bothered me is, Rabbi Yosi, of course, was a great Tana. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was also a great Tana. It sounded almost like Rabbi didn't want to hear what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi had to say, some of his own chedushim before he was nifter. He wanted to hear Vosta Tata Gezalt. He wanted to hear something from Rabbi Yosi. Okay, no. But what bothered me more is, what did he send him back? He told them back a bunch of fun facts. He said 180 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, Pashtim Malchus Rish Al Yisrael. 80 years before the Churban, they were going to Tum Al Eretz Amma. 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin went into Golos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had. Maisalach. Fun facts. That's what he's saying over in the name of his father. You know Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's father was? It was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Nimukei Imai. He was one of the Gedoyle Atanahim. Rabbi Yossi, it's halacha kemoisai b'chol makim, the Gemara says. There's so much lumdus and halacha of Torah that we have for Rabbi Yossi. So malacha etzel agada, klach etzel negan v'aholis. This is what he's responding with. This is what he's telling him. 180 years, 80 years, 40 years. But I was thinking, Rabbi Yossi, if you know the rest of the story, was also the author of Seder Olam. Seder Olam was the first history book. That's the work that the Rishonim use. It's quoted by Rashi and Chumash, and all the Rishonim quote Seder Olam. They're prices, Seder Olam. And you know the author of Seder Olam is Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. Stam Rabbi Yosef in Shas is Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. So it would seem that Rabbi Yosef, in addition to being one of the great Tanam, he had a unique set of yediyas that other people didn't have. He apparently was malakit, he had mesora, and he had put together a lot of history. History that Klal Yisrael needs. These are brises that are quoted by the Rishonim. The Gemara quotes brises in Seder. As a matter of fact, we're about to learn a Gemara now, which is a brisa that's quoted in Seder Olam. This all comes from Rabbi Yossi. So it could be Rebbe, it wasn't just he wanted to hear another vart and another lumdis and another chakira and a little bit more raid that Rabbi Yossi had to share with the world. Of course he wanted to hear that. You couldn't hear everything, unfortunately. But there were certain ideas that only Rabbi Yossi knew and nobody else knew. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi understood that, and that's what he sent them back. 180 years this, 80 years that, 40 years this. It was because there was an understanding that presumably that's what Rebbe was looking for. He wasn't just trying to tell you, maybe he would have wanted it for Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi also. But here he's Dafka want hearing from Rabbi Yossi and Chalafta because of this unique set of ideas that he had. That's the first story. The second story is this Gemara, this very moving story. Bram Zachar Oysa Ishla Toiv, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava Shemoy Shal Molehu Nishtakhu Dine Knossis Mishral. So we learned this Gemara together not so long ago. Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Gimel, Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dalet, an unbelievable story. Where Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava was Moise Nefesh, he gave up his life, he was murdered brutally by the Romans to make sure that there would be smicha, that the hemshach of musmachim going back to Moshe Rabbeinu would continue to survive. L'chura, at first glance, we know that if a person is faced with a decision, give up your life or observe a certain mitzvah. So what are you supposed to do? The halach is, kol mitzvah shebetayre, yaver v'al yaharek, with the exception of three. There's three times where it's yaharek v'al yaver. So l'chura, this act that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava did, this wasn't one of the Gimel Averis Chamuras, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, it wasn't Gilui Arayas, and it wasn't Shvichas Dabim. So what gave Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava a right to give up his life? And by the way, whenever that halacha is, Yaver Val Yare, you have to be over the Averi, and now let it give up your life. So l'chura, what gave Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava a gerecht to go and give up his life, be Moise Nefesh, to make sure that there would be Musmachim? L'chura, at first glance, it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuras, and if it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuras, then the halacha is Yavar Val Yehar. So what are you going to say? You're going to quote the Gemara, Sanhedrin, that find out in where the Gemara says, Gas Rav Dim Yom Rav Yechanon, Lo Yishanu, this halacha, that kol mitzvah shebet Torah Yavah Val Yehorek, is only true, Shaloi B'shas Gzeres HaMalchus. That's only if it's not a Shas HaShmad. That's only if the government isn't making gzeros that you're not allowed to observe certain mitzvahs. So, punk, somebody came to you, put a gun to your head, and said, eat this nevela or I'll kill you. So then you're supposed to eat the nevela. But if there's a rampant gzeros, something that's affecting all Jews, b'shas gzeros hamalchus, says the Gemara, afilo mitzvah kala, yehorek v'yav. Even if it's a mitzvah kala, that loch is yehorek v'yavr. Now, this was clearly a shas gzeros hamalchus. The malchus harisha made a gzeru that you're not allowed to give smicha, and anyone that gives smicha is going to be killed. So, posh it, you'll tell me, Sanhedrin ayin dalet aman alef, that's the teretz. The problem is that it's yodua, the shita saran. The Ran says that the only time the Gemara said that if it's a shas gzeres hamalchus, afilo mitzvah kalu, yehorek v'yavr, that's only if we're dealing with a mitzvah loy saseh. But by a mitzvah saseh, this halacha doesn't apply. So for a mitzvah loy saseh, it's true. not for mitzvah seseh. The Rambam brings a raya from the Gemara Shabbos Daf and Tesa Medalev, the suya of Elisha bal Knafayim, the income of koymei laharich. But that kiyodua is the shita sarah. So freak the kesef mishnah in Hilchos Yisoidei Torah Perikei lachura this Gemara that's quoted in two places in Shas, the mesiras nefesh of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava toichiach, not like the Ram, because he gave up his life for something that's not one of the gimel averes chamuris. Muzmin zogim because it was a Shas gzeres hamalchus, but like the Ram that the only time Shas gzeres if it's a lois essay, this wasn't a lois essay. This was an essay. The Kesef Mishnah asks from another Gemara, a Gemara that we will learn together next week. He asks Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan, who also we know was Makkel Kilos Barabim, he was teaching Torah. He was Moisa Nefesh to teach Torah. How was he allowed to be Moisa Nefesh to teach Torah? Teaching Torah is not one of the Gimel Averes Chamuris. The Teretz is, it was a Shas Gzeres HaMalchus. The problem is, Talmud Torah is a Mitzvah Saseh. Talmud Torah is not a Mitzvah Lois Saseh. So if it's not a Mitzvah Lois Saseh, what gave him a right to do it? Rabbi Akiva Toichiach. Hashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shenetfasta all the very Torah. But what gave Rabbi Akiva a right to do it? Had Rabbi Akiva have a right to be Moisa Nefesh? So again, you'll tell me Shas Gzeres HaMalchus. But like the Shita Saran, that's quoted by all the Rishonim and all the Poskim, that the only time you saw Shas Gzeres HaMalchus is by mitzvahs lois aseh. We're dealing with giving smicha, teaching Torah. These are all mitzvahs aseh. They're not mitzvahs lois aseh. As I freak the kesef mishnah, and the kesef mishnah blinds tzorachim. But I'll just tell you one davar nifla, and that is the chinuch. In Sefer HaChinuch, it's a mitzvah reish tzadik vod. Towards the end, it's mitzvahs kiddush Hashem. Listen to what he says. Umashem motzinu, this that we find. Maisim, stories, l'chassidim arishoinim, shenahar al bitul aseh. The Chinuch brings the Ram. He brings the Ram. And he asks Akasha. He says that we find there are stories with Chassidim Arishonim. Who are these Chassidim Arishonim? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Ben Tradyan, Rabbi Akiva, that they gave up their lives even for a mitzvah saseh. Says the Chinuch, Midas Chassidus also. Hey. What they did was a Midas Chassidus. Vero, and they saw Shadar HaYetzarech Lekach. That the dar needed it. They were very, very wise men. It was something that they had the plates to take upon themselves and paskin. But they were chachamim gedolim. They were ruuyin lokach lahayr salzeh, and they saw sheroy. Hador tzorech lakach, and that's why they took it upon themselves. So says the chinuch, an unbelievable chiddush. He says it's true. Based on the laws and regulations of Yehoshua Gaval Yavar, Rabbi Chinuch ben Tradyan had no right to teach Torah. Rabbi Kiva had no right to teach Torah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had no right to give smicha. But they were chassidim gedolim. They were able to take it upon their shoulders to paskin ha'hirasha that this is something that the dar needs, and it's for that reason they went about and did it. So again, we're trying to figure out how do we know that for 26 years there was a pact between Klal Yisrael and the Romans, and it was this joint venture, this treaty that ultimately overthrew the Greek Empire. Says the Gemara, we just said that one of the three things Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told Rebbe in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chalafta, was that 180 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, Pashta Malchus Harish Al Yisrael, Freik the Gemara, Meir Lishmoyne Vesulay, was it only 180 years? Vatani Rabbi Yosi, Berebi, the Diktuke Seifrim has the Girsa Rabbi Yosi, because we're about to mention history. And who's the author of this? Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chalafta, as we just said. Vatani, Rabbi Yosi, Malchus, Paras, Mifnei, Abayis, Shloishen, Barba, Shana. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. Said Rabbi Yosi, if you want to understand a little bit of Jewish history, the Yidden, during the entire 420 years, were subject to some Malchus. They themselves controlled the Malchus for a very short period of time. But Rabbi Yosi went and he broke down the 420 years. He says the first 34 years, they were tachas, the memshala, the malchus of Paras. Malchus Yavam b'fnei Abayis, Meir v'shmoyim shana. They were under Yavam for 180 years. Malchus Chashminoi b'fnei Abayis, Melech v'sholish. The Chashminoim themselves ruled for 103 years. Malchus Beis Hurdis, Meir v'sholish. The malchus of Hurdis ruled for 103 years as well. So if you want to break up the 420 years, it's 34 years that they were tachas paras, 180 years they were tachas yavam, 103 years the chashmenam, and another 103 years was hurdis. Mikam de'elak tzevich shayif, kam ashanam achar churban habayis. Alma, either way, says the Gemara Masan, v'shesavah. So you see that from the time that the Greeks were defeated until Churban Beis HaMikdash. How many years was it? It was 206 years. Va'at Amrit Me'a V'Shmoinim. Because we said the first 34 years they were Tachas Paras. The next 180 years they were Tachas Yavam. Then there was 103 years of the Chashminah and 103 years of Hordas. The bottom line is, from the time that the Yavanim, when their 180 years concluded, until the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, it's 206 years. And what did Rabbi Yossi say? 180 years. So which one is it? Is it 180 or is it 206? Says the Gemara, Ella, what do you have to say? Esra v'shishnin, kamu behem nosayu bahadi Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi was talking about it was Pashta Malchus Arishal Yisrael, where they started governing with an iron fist over the Jews. That was only true for 180 years. It's true the Yavanim were overthrown by the Romans 26 years earlier. But for those 26 years, they had a pact. They had a treaty together with the Jews. Two different numbers, you're right. The Romans controlled for 206 years, but it was only Pashta Malchus HaRishal Yisrael. They only ruled with an iron fist for 180 years. The difference is the 26 years. That's where we have this Messiah, that for 26 years, they will come Baham Nusayu Bahadi Yisrael. It's interesting that this Gemara right here, it's not something that we have enough time to really go into, but this Gemara is a very important Gemara if you want to understand basic Jewish history. So we know that there were four Goliaths. It's something that's mentioned by Chazal countless times, that the Yidden, from the time that they became a nation, Maimed Har Sinai, up until Mashiach's going to come, they're going to have to endure four Goliaths. What were the four Goliaths? Golas Bavel, that's the first. The second one is Golas Paras, sometimes referred to as Golas Madai, and sometimes referred to as Golas Paras Umadai, but it's all the same. Paras, Madai, Paras Umadai, that was the second Golas. The third Golas was Golas Yavam, and the fourth Golas was Golas Edom. What about Yishmael? So it's Yudua. Reb Chaim Vital writes in his Sfarim that there were four Goliaths that were Goliaths from Melachim, from kings, from nations. Yishmael is not a nation. They're men without a king. They hide, they run. The Reb Chaim Vital, hundreds of years ago, described the Yishmaeli world in an eerily accurate way. But the bottom line is, he says the thing that if they're not a Malchus, they don't fall into the Dalud Malchus. But it's four nations that exile the Jews. It's Bavel, it's Paras Umadai, it's Yavan, and it's Edom. How long was each Golas? So Bava, we all know, that was 70 years. Golas Bava was 70 years. Paras Umadai, so this Gemara said, it was 34 years b'fnei Abayis. It overlapped with the first 34 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. But really, there were another 18 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it's 34 plus 18. It was 52 years in total. Golas Yavam was 180 years. And Golas Edom, it started 180 years or 206 years before the Churban. And we're still in that Golas today. It's interesting that these numbers are actually mentioned by the Ramban al HaTorah in Parashas Vayetze. We all know the beginning of Parashas Vayetze. Vayachloim v'hine sula mutzav arza v'roishim magia ha-shamayma v'hine malachei olikim oylem v'yardim boy. Yaakov Avinu falls asleep. Vayishke b'makom mahu. He has a dream. He sees a very tall ladder. And Malachi Elikim, Oil of Yardim. So who are these Malachim? So Rashi says different Pshatim. The Ramban brings from Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Listen to this Lashon. Vardas Rabbi Eliezer, Agadol, Hoysa Zois Hamara, Ke'en Bein HaPsorim La'Avram. The Ramban says, quoting Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that this Mara that Yaakov Avinu saw when he fell asleep, was Me'en the Bris Bein HaPsorim. So Avram Avinu had the Bris Bein HaPsorim, as mentioned in detail in Parashas Lech Lecha. Yaakov Avinu had a similar Mara. Not the Bris Bein HaPsorim, but the Vehine Sula Mutzav Arza V'Roshoi Magia HaShemayma. And he says that just like Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein HaPsorim was shown the four Goliaths that Klal Yisrael were going to have to endure, so too Yaakov Avinu and his Bris Bein HaPsorim and his Mara also saw that. And he says these Malachim were the Malachim and the Sorim of the respective Malchios that were going to exile the Jews. And he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. First, he showed him the Sar Malchus and Bavel. And he walked up 70 rungs, 70 steps on the ladder, and then he came down. Sar Malchus Modai, Avakim. He went up 52 steps, and then he came down. Sar Malchus Yavam, Avakim. Then he saw the Sar of Yavam go up 180, and he came back down. Sar Malchus Adam, he went up, and he wasn't coming down. Amalei Yaakov. So Yaakov was afraid. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tagbia Kenesha. Even if he goes as high as an eagle, eventually he's going to come down. This goal is going to come to an end. But what's this cheshbon? The Sar of Bavo went up 70 steps. Modai went up 52 steps. Yavam went up 100. It's these numbers right here. Malchus, Golos Bavo was 70 years. That's why the Sar of Bavo went up 70 steps. Golos Paros of Modai was 52 years. 34 Bifnei Abayis, like our Gemara says. Plus another 18. That's why he went up 52 steps. Golos Yavam is 180 years. That's why he went up 180 steps. Golos Adam doesn't have a kites. It doesn't. It's something that we weren't told in advance how long it was going to be. Yaakov Avinu wasn't told how long it was going to be, even though Pikash Yaakov Legalis is Akeitz, so maybe at some point it was revealed to him. But at least at this point, by this Mar, the Brisbane Absarim, he sees it, Oyla, he was in Yoyrate, Yaakov was afraid. The Ramban brings the Pekitza, but if you look up the Medrash, Hashem tells Yaakov, Altira Yaakov, if you have nothing to worry about, in Tagbiya Kinesher, eventually it's going to come down. Either way, this is just a very important brisa as it relates to a little bit of history. From here, however, the Gemara, so we mentioned a little bit of Jewish history. Why? Because we're trying to figure out what Kartisim is, which is one of Edeim Shalev Gechavim. So, B'derech Agav, we mentioned the 26 years, 180, 206, then we get involved in 34 and 180, a lot of arithmetic. So, for the rest of the daf, you need an envelope. You have to flip it around, and we're going to go through a little bit of Cheshbon. Zok de Gemara with Ray. Don't worry. Rapapa. Rapapa said, Itoi haitano, v'lo yoda proti kamahava. If you have a Tano who's trying to figure out how many years is it since Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he remembers Chloe, meaning he knows how many hundreds of years it is. 100 and something, 200 and something, 300 and something. But he doesn't know the proti. Is 126? Is it 141? Is it 203? Is it 217? So he knows Chloe. He knows the number at the left. He just doesn't know Prati. Says the Gemara, I'll give you a good way to figure this out. There's a little cheat sheet. The Shaylei L'Safra, go ask a Sofer Kamaksif how many years he's counting when he makes his cheshbon. Now the Sofrim, we're going to see this in more detail tomorrow's daf. But the Sofrim, when they used to write shtaris, so they used to count l'minyan ha-melachim. Which melachim? The melachim of Yavam. So they used to count from Malchus Yavam. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf that it was really 6 years into the onset of Malchus Yavam. So it wasn't from when Alexander the Great became king, but it's 6 years later. So 6 years into Malchus Yavam, but that details more to get in tomorrow's daf. That's how the Sofrim used to write their shtar. So said Rapapa, if there's a Tana that's trying to figure out how many years have passed since Churban Beis HaMikdash, what he should do is he should go to the Sofer, ask the Sofer how many years he has, and he should add 20 years, he's going to have his number. And a good way to remember this is Zeli Esrim Shana Beveisach, a pasuk. And he told you, Safra, let's say the Sofer who's writing a shtar, and he's counting L'minyan HaMelachim. And what's the cheshbon of L'minyan HaMelachim? 6 years into Malchus Yavam. And he remembers, he knows how many hundreds of years it is, but he can't remember, is it 402, or is it 405, or is it 406? He doesn't know the protein. So what he could do is the same thing. Nishayli the Tana Kamachashiv, you can go to the Tana, ask him how many years he has in his cheshbon of Churban Beis HaMikdash, v'nivtzu minayu esen shin, and he should deduct 20 years, and Mashal Chumi is going to get his own. V'simonich, a good way to remember what? That the Sofer is supposed to subtract 20 years, and the Tana is supposed to add 20 years. Safra, Betzira, Soferim, usually they mince words. So when they write, they're usually very makatzer. So that's a good way to remember that the Sofer should deduct Tana Teisva, but the Tana, Ezuk Teshaynahait, he's usually a little bit more wordy, and as a result, the Tana, when he speaks to the Sofer, he should add 20 years. What's this cheshbon? It's actually very, very simple arithmetic. The cheshbon is follows. The Sofer, when they used to write shtaris, so what was year one? Year one was Malchus Yavon, but not Malchus Yavon from when the Yavonim ascended the throne, 6 years into it, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf. So it's 6 years into Malchus Yavam. The Tana was counting from Churban Beis HaMikdash. How many years were there between 6 years into Malchus Yavam and Churban Beis HaMikdash? So let's do the math. Malchus Yavam was 180 years. That's what we just learned. from Malchus Yavin until Churban Beis HaMikdash was 206 years. 103 years of Malchus Chashmenoi and another 103 years of Hordes. So it's 206 plus 180 is 386. But we said it's 6 years into Malchus Yavin. So it's 386 minus 6, which is 380. So essentially what you're off with is by 380 years. Let's do some math. The Seif is trying to figure out, he can't remember how many years passed since Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he knows it starts with a 1. But he can't remember, is it 150, is it 160, is it 170? Go to a cipher. The cipher tells you that when I write my shtar, I write 550 years. I'm just giving you an example from Malchus Yavam. So if it's 550 years from Malchus Yavam, so how many years is it from Churban Beis HaMikdash? It's 550 minus 380. 550 minus 380 is 170, right? It's 170. So essentially, all you need to do, if you know the klal, you know it's 100 and something, you're just trying to figure out 100 and what. If he told you 550, you don't have to do all the math. The Gemara is just giving you a cheat sheet, so you shouldn't have to do 550 minus 170. Just take the 1, which you know it's 100 and something, add 20 to the 50. So the Sofer is using 550, add 20 to the 50, and what's your number? 170. So 50 plus 20 is 70, that's just an easy way to do it. And it's common sense. If you understand math a little bit conceptually, being that you're off by 20, it's 380, that's the number. See, by adding 20, you're gonna end up getting your number. And it works in the reverse as well. If the Sofer is not sure how many years it is to Malchus Yavon, so go talk to the Tana. The Tana will tell you, oh, it's 170 years from Churban Beis HaMikdash. 170 years, it's 170 plus 380, not minus 380. 170 plus 380 is 550. So essentially, on the Prati side of the equation, you went from 70 to 50, so you minus 20. In other words, very simple. The Tana should just add 20 from what the Sofer is doing, and the Sofer should subtract 20 from what the Tana is doing. On that note, cheat sheets of math helping the Sofer and the Tana figure out arithmetic, says the Gemara, may inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, another halacha, tonet ve'eliyo, but first a very well known braisa. Sheishas halachim shana, the world was created for 6,000 years. After 6,000 years, what's going to happen? But the world was created for 6,000 years. Shnei halachim, first 2,000 years, the world was toyu. What does that mean? Shnei alafim Torah. Then the Torah was given, and there were 2,000 years of Torah. And finally, Shnei alafim, the last 2,000 years, Yemois HaMashiach. Now, it doesn't mean Mashiach was going to come, because that Mashiach would have came already. We're in the year 5778. Mashiach would have came in the year 4,000. What it means is Mashiach could have, would have, and should have came. We'll see more about that in a moment. But in the same with Sherabu, unfortunately, Mashiach didn't come in the year 4,000. And Yatzumam Mashiach, meaning Yemais HaMashiach is going to be 2,000 years. So we're already 1,778 years into Yemais HaMashiach, without experiencing Mashiach, and that's Bavli Neisenu Sherabu. We lost those years. Either way, says the Gemara, Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas. When you say that the years of Torah were 2,000, when are you counting from? Inamami Matan Torah doesn't mean from Matan Torah. Meaning if you count from Matan Torah until the year 4,000 from Briyas HaOlam, you're going to have 2,000 years. Says the Gemara, it's not true. If you do the math, it doesn't work out. Ad hashta leke kulehai. Dechi ma'aynes bu trei alfi proti dehai halfa hu dehavai. From Briyas HaOlam until Matan Torah was 2,448 years. So the Torah was given in the year 2,448. That was the year that the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It was the year that the Torah was given. It was in the year 2,448, which means that if you would count from the year that the Torah was given until the year 4,000, you're not going to have 2,000 years. You're going to have 4,000 minus 2,448. But it's 4,000 minus 2,448, but it's not going to be a full 2,000 years. So if you're telling me that the first 2,000 years of Briyas HaOlam was Torah B'lay Torah, then there were 2,000 years of Torah, what are these 2,000 years? We know when it ends in the year 4,000. That's the Cheshbon. 2,000 years Torah, 2,000 years Torah, and 2,000 years in Yemais HaMashiach. So we know it ends in the year 4,000. The question is, what's the starting point? You would think, oh, Torah, Matan Torah, right? That's easy. The problem is it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's less than 2,000 years. So, Gemara Eli, you know what it is? It's from the time that Avraham Avinu went and he spread the word, where he started being Marbitz Torah and teaching Torah to the world. V'gmiri, because we have in the Seder that Avram Bahi Shaita Bar Chamshim V'Tarti Havi. Avram was 52 years old at the time of V'Hanefesh HaShos Abacharim. Tosis asks, by the way, it's a pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha. How old was Avram Avinu where it says V'Hanefesh HaShos Abacharim? V'Avram Ben Chomesh Shana V'Shivim Shana V'Tosis Abacharim. He was 75. He wasn't 52. So it's one Tosis on the Yom and it's Tosis Kasha. But says the Gemara, Avram Avinu was 52 years old by V'Hanefesh HaShos Abacharim. Kama Batsron Midatani Tano Arba Meya Varbon Vetamni Shninhava. How many years was the first Cheshbon off? Meaning we said you can't count from Matan Torah until the year 4000, because Matan Torah was in the year 2448. So we're off by 448 years. Says the Gemara, the math is beautiful. Ki ma'ainiz be. When you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, mei ha'nefesh ha'sha'asa b'charen at Matan Torah, arba meyo v'arbon v'tam nishtin haben. It's actually 448 years. Why? What's the cheshbon? If Avraham Avinu was 52 years old by v'nefesh ha'sha'asa b'charen, how old was Avraham Avinu when Yitzchak was born? 100. So how many years is it from V'Nefesh HaShos B'Charen until Leidas Yitzchak? It's 48 years. How many years were there between Leidas Yitzchak and Yitzias Mitzrayim? 400 years. Yodoya Teda Kiger Yiz Arach Beretz Lo Elohem V'Avodim V'Inu Oysam Arba Me'a Shon. Everybody knows Yidim were in Mitzrayim for 400 years. They were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. What's the answer? From Leidas Yitzchak, that's when we start counting Kiger Yezaracha, from the time of Rav Avinu had children, the Eretz Leilahem. So it's 48 until Leidas Yitzchak. It's another 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak until Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Shas Matan Torah. We were off by 448 years. I just got you. You're 448 years. So the Cheshbon of 2,000 years of Torah is not from Matan Torah. It's less than 2,000 years from Matan Torah until the year 4,000. It's from V'Nefesh HaShe'asa B'Charen, based on this Messiah that Rav Avinu was 52 years old. Thus, you made up your 448 years from V'Nefesh HaShe'asa B'Charen until Matan Torah, from there until the year 4000, those were the years of Torah. Either way, before we go weiter, so it's kedai to understand this math a little bit better. So the first 2000 years, the world was Tayu B'Lay Torah. Then there was Torah. When did the onset of Torah happen? That was V'Nefesh HaShe'asa B'Charen. And from V'Nefesh HaShe'asa B'Charen until the year 4000, that's the 2,000 years. Now, what's the cheshbon of from V'Nefesh HaShe'asa B'Charen until the year 4,000? So again, you have the 48 years of Avram Avinu until Leidas Yitzchak. Then you have the 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak until Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's 448. The first Beis HaMikdash was built 480 years after the Yidden left Mitzrayim. The first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. Who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash? Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. He took the Yidden into Galus for how many years? For 70 years. Then the Yidden went back to Eretz Yisrael and they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash. How many years did the second Beis HaMikdash stand? For 420 years. So if you do the math, 48 plus 400 plus 480 plus 410 plus 70 plus 420, you're going to end up being short 172 years. Which means that the year 4000 was 172 years, Kuf Ayin Beis Shanim, after Churban Bayis Sheni. That's the Cheshbon from the year 2000 until the year 4000. We'll go through this one more time. Avraham Avinu was 52 years old by the year 2000. So you have the 48 years between Avraham Avinu being 52 and being 100, meaning Leidas Yitzchak. Then you have the 400 years between Leidas Yitzchak and Yitzias Mitzrayim. The 480 years between Yitzias Mitzrayim and when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. The 410 years that the first Beis HaMikdash stood. The 70 years of Golus Bavel between Churban Bayis Rishon and the second Beis HaMikdash. The 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then the 172 years between Churban Beis HaMikdash and the year 4000. Zok de Gemara. Now that you know that, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Itoi Tanav Alei Yodah Prati Kamahavi. If the Tana is sitting down, and he's trying to figure out, how many years is it since the year 4000? Now, why would the Tana want to know how many years is it since the year 4000? It's a very significant time. It's Yemei Samashiach. He wants to know, how many years did we lose out already from Yemei Samashiach? But he doesn't know. Meaning he knows it's 100 and something, or 200 and something, 300 and something. He knows Klali. But he doesn't know Prati, L'shayli, L'safra. He should go to a cipher and ask them, Kamaksiv, tell me, how many years is it from Minyan HaMelachim? What's Minyan HaMelachim? 6 years into Malchus Yavam. And whatever his number is, V'nitayfu alayu Arbon v'tamne. He should add 48 years, and then you're going to get your number. Umashkech v'chumre. V'simonech. A good way to remember this is Arbon v'shmoyne ir. V'itoy safra. Let's say the Seifer can't remember, meaning he's trying to count Leminyan HaMalachim, and he can't remember how many years is it. He knows Chloli, but he doesn't know Prati. So he could do the reverse. Neshayli l'tana kamiktani. He can go over to the Tana and ask him, how many years is it since the year 4000? The Niftzer Minayu Arbam V'Shmoina, you can deduct 48 years. Umashkech le'lechumre, you're going to end up with your number. V'simarech, a good way to remember this, is Safra B'tzira, again, Tana Tosfa. The Tana always adds, in this case, it's 48. The previous Gemara was 20. In this Gemara, it's 48. And the Sofer always deducts. In this case, he's going to deduct 48 years. So what's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is very simple. How many years was there between Minyan HaMelachim and the year 4000? So 552. From Minyan HaMelachim until Churban Beis HaMikdash was 380. That was the previous Gemara. From Churban Beis HaMikdash until the year 4000 is Kuf Ayin Beis. It's 172. So 380 plus 172 is 552. So if the Sofer is trying to figure out what the number is, go over to the Sofer and tell him, how many years is it Leminyan HaMelachim? If he tells you, again, using an example, 750 years, all he needs to do is take 750 and deduct 552. But if that's too complicated, assuming he knows Chloe, he knows in this case there's going to be a 1 in front of it, because 750 minus 552 is 198. He knows there's going to be a 1 in front of it. Just take 50, add 48, you have your number. It's 198. 50 plus 48 is 98. And the same is going to be in the reverse. If the Seif is trying to figure out what the Prati is, go over to the Tana. Tell me, how many years is it into the year 4000? 198. Oh, it's 198? Assuming he knows Chloe, he knows his number has a 7 in front of it, right? It's 198 plus 552, which is 750. But he doesn't even have to do all the math. All he needs to do is, 98 minus 48, that's 50. I know there's a 7 on the left. Add 50, I have my number. It's 750. One more, actually two more Gemaras. I'm Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Hi, Mandalay Yad Kami Shnei B'Shavu. Hi, mate. So we're in our, we have our calculators, and we have our envelopes. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you a little bit more math. If someone's trying to figure out how many years in the Shemitah cycle it is, he doesn't know. You want to, what year, right this year, what's the Shemitah Cheshbon? If somebody wants to figure it out, says the Gemara, I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. What you should do is figure out how many years it is since Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Tanam, you see, they used to Cheshbon. How many years is it from Churban Beis HaMikdash? So figure out how many years it is from Churban Beis HaMikdash. Nitfi Chad Shasa, and then add 1 year. V'nachshav Chloe B'yoivli. You could take every 100 years and just break it down into its yovels, because every 100 years is going to be made up of 14 Shemitahs. However, it's not 14 complete Shemitahs. It's actually 14 Shemitahs plus 2 years. And this is based on a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, of how they used to count the yovels. Meaning, was yovel an independent year that divided every 7 Shemitahs? How do you look at the yovel year? So it's machlokes Rebbe Yehuda the Chacham. Rebbe Yehuda said the Yovel is a 50th year. So the 49th year is the last year of the previous Shemitah cycle. Then we take a break for a year. We call it Yovel, and then we start counting all over again. The Chachamim held that no, the Yovel was always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. This Gemara is going according to Rebbe Yehuda. I'm sorry, the second sheet is Rebbe Yehuda. We're going that the Yovel is the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So really, in 100 years, you have 2 extra years. You have 14 Shemitahs plus the 2 extra years, because it's 49 and 49, which is 98 plus 2. So it says the Gemara, this is what you're supposed to do. Make the cheshbon of Churban Beis HaMikdash, add a year, v'nachshav klali b'yovli, knock out every 100 years with its yovels, uprati b'shavui, v'nishkom imeyotrei, that's what we just said, take 2 out of 100, v'nishdi aprati, add it to the pratin, v'nachshavinu l'prati b'shavui, v'yodik hamishnei b'shavu hava. And you're going to know how to figure this out. V'simoneich, and asiminis gizesh nasayim harab, b'kerev aretz, two meaning from every 100, you have to take 2. What's the chesh? You're trying to figure out what year we are in the Shemitah. Says the Gemara, this is what you need to know. First, you have to know one historical fact. You have to know that the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv in the first year of a Shemitah cycle. It was Chariv in year 1 of the Shemitah cycle, which means that when we count the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the first year, which is the year after the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, is the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So if you want to do the math, and you want to start with year 1 in a Shemitah cycle, so just take the Cheshbon of Churban Beis HaMikdash and add a year. Because Churban Beis HaMikdash is essentially when you count from the Churban, you're counting from year two in the Shemitah cycle. So you want to make it work evenly. So you want to start with a year one. So just take the Cheshbon from Churban Beis HaMikdash, add a year. So let's say it's 120 years from the Churban. So you take 120, you add one. Because again, the Churban was in year one, which means you're counting from year two. So you want to bring it back to year one, just add one. So you take it from 120, you make it 121. The Chloe, that's the 100 years, you can knock down into 14 Shemitahs, which you don't need because you're just trying to figure out what year you are in the Shemitah cycle. Plus two. So you have to add the two to your Prat, which was 21. You started with 120, you added one, so it was 121. You have to take two from the 100, you could get rid of the other 98, you don't need them. You add two, now you have 23. Take 23 divided by 7. What you're going to be left with is 3 with the remainder of 2. You're in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. You could have just as easily done 120, whatever it is, divided by 7, but this was the Gemara's way of breaking it down. One final Gemara. Amar Rab Chanin, Achar Arba Meyas L'Churban Abayas, if it's 400 years from Churban Beis HaMikdash, if a person comes over to you and he makes you an offer, he says, I have a piece of real estate, it's worth 1,000 dinar. I'll sell it to you for 1 dinar. Don't buy it, it's a bad deal. You know why it's a bad deal? Why is it? Negotiate. You know? Why? I'll give you a half a dinar. So why is it not a good deal? The reason is because Mashiach's going to come 400 years, he said, after the Churban, it's all over. But Masi Satana, Achar Arbas Alofim, Umasayim Vishloishim the Achas Shana, Le Bria Sa'ilam. After 4,231 years, Le Bria Sa'ilam, same deal. Guy says 1,000 dinar, you can have it for a dinar, don't buy it. My Benai, what's the difference? What's the difference between his number, 400 years after the Churban, and the second number, the number that the Brisa said, in the year 4,231, Zakhti Gemar, Ike Benai Tlashnin. The Nafkamina is 3 years. They're off by the Masnisa Tafya Tlashni. The Brisa's Cheshbin is 3 years long. Why? Because we just said that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was 172 years before the year 4,000. So if you take 4,228 and you subtract it by the year of when Churban Beis HaMikdash was, which is the year 3828, what you're going to end up is 403 years after the Churban. So 4231 is 403 years after the Churban. Rabbi Chanina said 400 years after the Churban. The Brisa said the year 4,231, which is 403 years after the Churban. The nafkamina between the two is 3 years. But just to end on a lighter...
They both said don't buy, right?
Right, they both said the same thing. The question is, was it going to be 400 years after, or was it going to be 403 years after? But either way, it comes up with the same number. So just to end on a lighter note, so we mentioned the Brisa. The Brisa says the world was created for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years was Tayyub Alei Taira. The second 2,000 years, Torah. And the third 2,000 years is Yemais HaMashiach. So just one short ha'ara on each one of these three things. Number one, 2,000 years of Torah B'lai Torah. When does the years of Torah begin? I think it's an unbelievable thing. It's unbelievable. It doesn't start from Matan Torah. It starts from Ve'is HaNefesh HaShe'asa B'charon. Why? Because Avraham Avinu taught Torah. Chazal say it, Avraham Avinu's whole soup kitchen and his Achnasas Archim and his tent that opened up on four different sides. What was the purpose of it? It was all to... Avraham Avinu was teaching Torah. But the truth is, there was Torah before Avraham Avinu taught Torah. There was Torah, the Marishan learned Torah, and Noach Rashi says a Chumash learned Torah, Va'yisali Chanoich Eso Alikim, Chanoich learned Torah. They had the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever where they taught Torah. There was Torah in the world before Avraham Avinu's Va'nefes So why is ground zero Va'nefesh Asher Asu B'charon? What about all the other Torah that was learned? Va'yistois. You know when the years of Torah started? When Avraham Avinu made Torah accessible to the masses. There was always Torah. There was yeshiva for elitists. If you can get into Shem Ve'ever, this was a chashav yeshiva. There were yechidim that were learning Torah. But it wasn't open to the masses. Avraham Avinu went and he taught Torah to everybody. He made it available to every single yid. And it's from that point forward that we look at it as years of Torah. That's the first star. As it relates to the 2,000 years of Torah, so Gemara says, 2,000, it sounds like at the year 4,000 there was no Torah anymore. There was no Torah anymore at the year 4,000. 2,000 years, there's no Torah. Then there's 2,000 years of Torah. And the last 2,000 years is Moshe HaMashiach. Each 2,000 years is unique. The first 2,000 years are certainly unique. Tell you below time. The last 2,000 years are unique. It's Yimayis HaMashiach. It sounds like the middle 2,000 years are also unique. Torah. What do you mean? There was Torah at the year 4,000. So the Marsha, in his Chedushi HaGadus, we've spoken about this Marsha in the Daf many times. Daf Tzadik Zayin of the day says an unbelievable thing. He says, yeah, there was Torah. Of course there was Torah. But at the same time, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Malka V'Sareah Bagoyim, ain't Torah. That from the time that the Beis HaMikdash became Charev, there was such a Yerida in the world that it was almost as if there was no Torah. And it was because of Churban Beis HaMikdash that there was this terrible Yerida, and that caused that it shouldn't be Torah anymore. Aber Freik, the Marsha, we just learned the Gemara. How many years was there between Churban Beis HaMikdash and the year 4000? There was 172 years. If the reason there's no Torah at the year 4000 is because of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Malkav Sarei Bagoyim and Torah, then it should have ended 172 years before the year 4000. There were another, what happened during those 172 years? Says the Marsha, you have to say that Ki oz hoyudara tanam. There was still tanam in the world. There was still yeshivas in the world. Adach hashemes Rebbe. It was only after Rebbe died. The gover agolos. The rabu atzoris. Kolu yemei atayra. That's when Torah ended. So it's true. Really, Malka v'sareb agayim ein Torah was 172 years before the Churban. But what happened was there were yeshivas. There were tanam. There was Rebbe. And it's for that reason that it ended up surviving another 172 years. I once heard from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shuaba. He said that maybe that's pshat. The Pasuk says that Yaakov and Esav, they're coming out of the mother's womb. V'yodai oichezes ba'akev Esav. We know that Esav was roimi. We spoke about that yesterday. Esav destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Esav went after the Torah of Yaakov. And really, he was successful. Because Malkov Asareh Bagoyim, on some level, ain't Torah. There's no Torah anymore. But at the same time, Yaakov, through his yeshivas, Yaakov, through the Dor HaTanoim of Rebbe, was able to chap away from Esav, how many years? Kuf Ayin Beis Shonim. V'yodai Echezes Ba'akev. Ayin Kuf Beis. V'yodai Echezes Ba'akev Esav et geganvik v'n Esav 172 years. Those 172 years was already this man of Golos. It was already after the time of Malkav Asareh Bagoyim in Torah. That should have ended this man of Torah. It should have been 3,828 years. Instead, it was 4,000 years. Because Yaakov, through the yeshivas, ganved away 172 years. That's Ekev, V'yodei Echezes Ba'kev Esav. And finally, the last 2,000 years are Yemois HaMashiach. Mashiach didn't come. So what does that mean? It's Yemois HaMashiach. So if Yaakov Emden says that it's probably Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Perek Chelik, where Rabbi Shuba Levi met Eliyahu Hanavi, he said, when's Mashiach coming? He says, why don't you go ask him? Where is he? He's by the gates of Rome. So Rabbi Shuba Levi meets Mashiach, and he says, Emosai Kasimar, when are you coming? He told him today. Goes back, tells Eliyahu Hanavi, you know, I met Mashiach. Mashiach, he's not an honest person. He lied to me. He really lied to you. He said, Mashiach's going to come. He said, he's coming today. He didn't come today. So Eliyahu Hanavi told Rabbi Shuba Levi, Snish Fashtanin. He meant Hayoyim. In Bekoilei Sishmo, could come today. In Bekoilei Sishmo, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when did that start? When did it become Hayoyim in Bekoilei Sishmo? It became Hayoyim in Bekoilei Sishmo from the year 4000. The year 4000 could have been Yemois HaMashiach. Unfortunately, Bavai Nesenu Sherobu says the Gemara Yatsu Mehem Masha Yatsu. But this idea of Hayoyim in Bekoilei Sishmo, Teres Chaim Asol says it a little differently. He says, we know Be'ita Achishenu. Achishenu was from the year 4000. From the year 4000, that's when you have Hayoyim in Bekoilei Sishmo. From the year 4000, that's when you have Achishenu. Either way, we'll pick this up tomorrow.